Thank you so much.
That's a big one.
It's time for another risky top five, bottom five list. And this is a special holiday list. And this may be my most dangerous top five, bottom five attempt ever.
Going to tick some people off here?
Probably. And I apologize beforehand if I do so. But now I present to you the top five, bottom five Christmas things.
Christmas things.
Top five, bottom five Christmas things.
Generic.
So this would be the five best and five worst things about Christmas.
All right.
So here we go. These are the top five things. Number five, Christmas trees. Man, do I love a good Christmas tree.
Aren't they the best?
You know, when I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do once we'd get the Christmas tree set up would be to go into the living room, turn off all the lights, but keep the Christmas tree lit and sit under the tree and look up through the branches at all the lights. I could sit in there for hours. And aren't the ornaments kind of cool? You know, people maybe take trips and they get an ornament every place they go.
Or the kids make
ornaments at school. So the tree is like a scrapbook.
Sure. You go real tree too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, because you want to smell that pine. You want to know that real living thing has been butchered in the woods somewhere.
Right, ripping it out of the environment and brought into
your living room where it will die 2 weeks later.
Fire hazard in your living room, yes.
Actually, they say that is a greener solution, so to speak, than the artificial tree.
I could see that.
That it's more sustainable to, you know, grow trees and harvest them for this purpose than to deal with all the petroleum products that go into an artificial tree and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about them apples?
I like that thinking.
Yeah, kick yourself in your own nuts and keep going.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
I can't do that. Let me try.
Number four on my list of the top five Christmas things, and Gordo's been profiling these every morning this week in the O-Deck, all the Christmas specials and movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was better when you only had one chance to watch Rudolph or one chance to watch Frosty or whatever it might be, whatever movie you're waiting for. Now that you've got everything on demand, I don't think it's quite as exciting, but it is still exciting, and I still love watching Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph, all of those. Love them.
Santa Claus Coming to Town, is that an hour or a half hour?
I think it's an hour, right?
I think it was an hour, yeah. Somehow they stretched it into an hour with a few of the Wheels Off songs.
Number three on my list of the top five Christmas things, lights on houses. Yeah. Isn't that fun to drive around at night through the neighborhood and just see how creative or non-creative your neighbors have gotten?
Oh, you bet.
Just adds such a great festive vibe to the whole Christmas holiday thing when everybody's home is lit up.
Still haven't put up my lights.
Better get going.
I know it. At what point are you past go and you just say, it's not worth the effort, I'm going to have to take them down in 2 days?
I think 2 weeks out.
2 weeks before Christmas or the end of the year?
This Sunday.
2 weeks before Christmas.
That's after the drop-dead date.
Yeah, after that, forget about it.
Okay.
Number two on my list of the top five Christmas things, and this is related to both the Christmas trees and the lights on houses, different colored Christmas lights. I love that as opposed to the all white look. And hear me out.
I'm a little more all white.
All white is all white can be very pretty, but you see all white lights year round. You know, a lot of streets and shopping centers and whatnot, they have the white light look year round. But if you see different colored lights, you know it's Christmas. They are specific to Christmas because you don't see anybody burning, you know, a shopping center at night in July burning different colored lights.
It depends what neighborhood you're in.
So I love the different colored Christmas lights. It's warm.
Time out. Stop the show. What are
festive.
You talking about, George?
And number one on my list of the top five Christmas things.
And now here's top one.
I thought I had a drum roll. There we go. Good Christmas carols like...
Oh my gosh.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
And
simply
like
Amber.
Now here, I'm with you on this.
Amber.
By the way, stay tuned for 8:40 today for a little bit more on this.
This one makes me insane.
And now,
that's who I am.
To the bottom five Christmas things in this reporter's opinion.
Bottom.
Number five, Christmas present pressure. What do you get for that person? How much do you spend for that person? Oh, what are they going to spend on me? Oh, do I even buy that guy a gift or that gal a gift? Do I know them well enough? Are they expecting a gift? What are they expecting? The present pressure is too much for a lot of us humans to take. Number four, bottom five things about Christmas. The Christmas office party. Nobody knows how to act when you get out of the friendly environment of the office and you're in a bar now with all of your coworkers. Are you supposed to drink? Do you drink a lot? Are ugly things said? Are you going to do something you regret? Are you going to lose your job?
That's my favorite night to get turned up.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's when you get all loaded up and all that sexual aggression you've had to tamp down at the workplace can all come out in one big thrust.
Number three on my list of the bottom five Christmas things, stocking stuffers. Do you ever get anything worth a damn in your stocking?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
Don't take stocking stuffers away from me.
Hey, you guys calm down. You guys calm down.
Yeah, I may jump across the table on that.
Anything worth a damn is wrapped under the tree. In my stocking, I would always get a walnut or a tangerine.
Yeah, those are
Well, see, that's no good, but how about
it's like your parents not realizing it's not 1830 anymore.
How about like the crank flashlight that, you're never going to have a dead battery with that. Put that in someone's stocking. See if that doesn't light up their Christmas.
You're saying it wrong. For the crank, it's the fleshlight.
Number two on my list of the bottom five worst things about Christmas, eggnog. What the hell is
it? That's it. Let's go.
Hey, you guys.
What the hell
down.
Is it? Are we drinking eggs?
It's Christmas greatness.
Yeah,
remember,
it is.
Remember when Rocky? In there?
Remember when Rocky drank eggs and we all thought it was the grossest thing ever? Well, we've just dressed it up at Christmas and we call it eggnog.
It's what about
so
eggs?
Good.
Oh,
it's great.
If you leave it sitting out for more than 1 minute, it starts to
No, it doesn't.
It gets better.
It's gross.
And what you really want to do is check the calorie count on a cup of eggnog.
What is that?
Oh man, dude, it's like
a
shot glass of eggnog is 5,000 calories. It's unbelievable how many calories I can pack into
it. But good, though.
It is so good.
So what's in it?
It's the blood of reindeer.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
No, it's not.
That's what my parents told me.
And number one on my list of the bottom five Christmas things, bad Christmas carols like
Santa baby, just slip a sable
Oh, he's gonna get the right rendition.
Giving it to you, aren't I?
Santa's helper. Stop it.
Oh,
yeah, you better watch out. You better
I'm with you on this one. It's a beating.
Telling you why. It's like a 9 minute song.
Yeah. So there you have it, the top five, bottom five Christmas things. Happy holidays, America.
Oh, I loved it. I loved that.
I love everybody.
Oh, okay. Except eggnog.
That's cheap.